Hey guys, welcome to the Creative Talk with me and my buddy here, Lucas. We have a special guest. We have a special guest, Mr. On the Clock Media himself, an expert in social media marketing and social media strategy. No other than Lucas O'Keefe. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going? Glad to be here, guys.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity. All right, so Luke, I'm going to call him Luke to ease the confusion between Lucas. By the way, guys, Lucas, meet Lucas. So this is, there's a purpose.
There's going to be confusion, but we'll figure it out. My name is Lucas O'Keefe. I'm from Ontario, Canada, and I run my social media marketing agency, which is On The Clock Media. I have a background, actually, nothing to do with marketing or anything like that. I started as a school teacher. So for the past 6 years, I've been an elementary school teacher here in Canada, teaching anywhere from, I've taught very young, but for the most part, I teach anywhere from 12-year-old to 16-year-olds. So right in that social media audience, like where everyone starts discovering social media for the first time. But what I did is, as a kind of side hustle, what I've been doing for the past few years is just running just some small social media marketing campaigns for local businesses here in Ontario, mainly including things like Instagram, Facebook ad campaigns, just kind of the entry point that I was taking from there. But earlier on in 2019, something that kind of presented itself to me, as it did to many other people who are interested in social media, was talk about this huge new app called TikTok. So for the past year or so, especially being a teacher, I'd been hearing about my students talking about TikTok every day, right? So especially at that age, it's strange how young kids get smartphones nowadays. I had to wait till I was like 18. Yeah. I didn't get my first smartphone until I was like 18. And now like 12-year-olds have like a $800 phone on them all the time, right?
But how old are you now, man?
I'm 28.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not talk about age. Come on. So,
moving on.
You are a young guy too, man. You just look like 18 or so.
That would actually be a fun conversation, eh? Because like we're all in this huge network of people who are like you said, we're in the same niche, like-minded designers. But it would be fun just to learn everybody's age one day and just kind of interact that way, right?
Since you're in that topic, okay, Luke, take a guess. How old am I?
He's going
I'm gonna
to
edit
fail.
This, man. It's not gonna go up, Lucas. I'm not gonna. This is not gonna go up. I'm gonna cut this off. But
I'm gonna say 25.
Wow. Okay. I'm not gonna edit it. I'm gonna upload it.
We'll keep it.
All right.
I'm bad at this, though. Yeah. Anyway.
You were saying.
Yes. I'm just hearing about this app TikTok everywhere, right? And they do say that like, when a trend starts at that younger teen generation Z age group, and if it can, you know, survive through that kind of test phase of being with that group, it could be something huge on like an international scale or like a pop culture scale, right? So I decided to check out TikTok, downloaded the app, honestly just like sat with it for a week, didn't make a video right away like many people do, but I just kind of watched what was on the platform. I spent a week just, you know, previewing the content, trying to figure out what this app was all about, what the communication style was. Eventually worked up the courage to hit record and make a video. And it was honestly just a 7-second video clip. My girlfriend was on a business trip to San Diego at the time, and she was at the beach and sent me a quick video recording she did of this seal flopping along on the beach in San Diego. And then at the end, the seal just kind of perfectly looks at the camera and then it cuts out. So I took it, I uploaded it to TikTok. I found like a hip hop track that matched in the background because like the seal was just flopping to the beat perfectly. And that was it. I put up 7 seconds of this seal with a hip hop track behind it, uploaded it to TikTok. And in the first 24 hours of it posting, I think I got 2 million views on that one video.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And like, hear me out. I had 0 followers. Like, if anything, I was trying to hide my account because the last thing I wanted was the students at my school finding out that I was on TikTok. Obviously, they couldn't see my face because it's just a seal. But like, I didn't want them discovering my profile and then like sharing it all throughout the school. So yeah, it was just like going through my head was like, wow, this could be my 15 minutes of fame they always talk about, right? Like, it's not even me in it, but like, I didn't think anything I created would ever be seen by that many people. It went on to, it has about 13 million total views now. And wow. just from wow, there, my account kind of, yeah, my account just kind of skyrocketed. So my personal TikTok account is at 80,000 followers now. And I've had about 8 other videos hit that million mark or beyond. So from there, I just discovered like this platform is something big. Whether or not, you know, I'm not glued to TikTok as a platform. That's what my business is all about. I use the name On The Clock Media because I want to help clients just use the right platform at the right time, right? So right now, for many of those clients, TikTok is that platform, right? Likewise, I also focus on things like LinkedIn, which has great organic reach. So for other businesses, that's the platform. But TikTok really does have that organic reach that is helping businesses and brands get in front of, you know, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of possible customers for very little input and $0 for the most part, compared to what they would have to do on other social media platforms. So I've really been able to pivot my business to entirely be focused on TikTok coaching, content creation, and consultation. And I've been able to leave my teaching job just because things got so busy that I've taken a leave from teaching just for the time being as I pursue this new venture.
Wow.
And were you able to get any clients from TikTok?
Yes. So I always tell people too, TikTok really works well as that like top of the funnel, right? Like that big net you're going to throw out there to catch tons of new clients or to get tons of attention towards whatever your brand or business is. So I've personally, just from having my account and showing people, like, here are the experiments I'm doing. Here are some very successful video campaigns that are working on TikTok. I've been able to get some clients that have been either business associations that I've spoken to. So I've spoken for many large business associations, especially during this time, as I've been able to help, you know, their members learn how to pivot onto TikTok to connect with their audience or their customers while they're closed. But I've also been doing a lot of one-on-one client work as well.
Okay, that's nice.
What makes the platform different? And how does it benefit you?
Yeah, and that's a great question because it really is different, right? It's entirely in on that short form video content. And many people ask me like, well, what's gonna, you know, TikTok has had a lot of good and bad publicity right now. You know, YouTube is releasing YouTube Shorts, which could rival TikTok and take it down. I think even if that happens, the skill that matters and the standout skill that people are really going to want to communicate with is that short form video content. So TikTok is more or less the first platform to embrace that fully, right? You open up TikTok and it's not like you have like the bar up top or like the captions taking up their own space and you can scroll. Someone's video is entirely filling your screen, right? So it's entirely, you're immersed in that video, which is what TikTok does really well. It also does entirely encourage that quick communication on video, right? So we see people's attention spans just getting shorter every day. It's not a bad thing. I just think with how much content is really out there in the system, you have to stand out, right? And if you can get someone to consume your content, and then don't hold their attention for too long, but just, you know, invite them in, say, here's my video. I'm going to use 10 seconds of your time. I'm going to entertain you. I'm going to teach you something. I'm going to show you something interesting, right? You're going to use that quick consumed format and they're going to probably be following you, probably going to be checking out the rest of your stuff. So TikTok is really that great entry point that lets you communicate and introduce yourself to clients or potential customers very quickly.
I have a theory about what TikTok is doing right now that is, let's think about Facebook as a big whole thing that you can put whatever you want there. You can put short videos, long videos, you can put audio, you can put like text, you can do whatever you want on Facebook. And I always thought to myself, why does other platforms that do different things, like why didn't can rise so much, like, for example, Twitter, that's everything that you can do on Twitter, you can actually do on Facebook too. So why do people use Twitter? And I got with a kind of a theory, like every social media that takes a feature from other big social media like Facebook and try to shrink it down to make the feature smaller, people tend to get to it. Like Snapchat, yeah. For example, Snapchat just took the eternity of a photo where you post on Facebook and just, okay, now we are going to make it simpler, going to make it smaller. Now your images only will be disposed by for 24 hours. So they took a big thing and turned it to a small thing. Twitter, the same thing. You can't write a Bible on Twitter. You just have 140 characters there. And the same thing, I think, happened to TikTok. While in YouTube, they are in the beginning of YouTube, I remember that all the audience, all the producers, all the content creators tried to create content with 2 minutes or 3 minutes because this was the most time possible that people would get keep watching your video until the end. And now it changed completely because the algorithm of YouTube and make sure that if you post something that has less than 10 minutes, they are not going to show it to anyone. So I think TikTok took the advantage of YouTube trying to make content longer, 10 minutes at least, and they filled that gap of short videos, small videos, and took a big thing and turned to a small thing that turned to be big again. So they made a feature of long videos turning to small videos, and this exploded too. So this is my theory. Everything that's big on the internet right now, if you take everything and make it smaller, it will get hundreds or thousands or millions of viewers.
No, that's so true too. Because if you look at it, right, like Facebook very much is that like jack of all trades. It does everything, but you wouldn't really say it does anything specifically well. But people are now at the point where, you know, you can have your smartphone with 10 different apps.
Yeah.
And we're comfortable with the fact that like we don't want it all in one place. We're okay with the fact that we have, you know, our YouTube app when we want to sit down and watch something a bit longer. We have our TikTok app when we want to just kind of put together a funny quick video. Like you said, we have Twitter if we want to just throw out a quick thought or a quick idea. Like we're okay with that idea of having different kind of satellite apps for each of our needs. And because of this, we're able to do it much faster on those individual apps as opposed to Facebook. It's kind of difficult because you have to tackle it from all directions, right? And that's why I like how TikTok stays the way it is. Many people ask me like, oh, do you think TikTok should add images so it can compete with Instagram? And I always say, no, I like the video is what makes TikTok unique. It should go all in on that and stay unique, right? Which I think it is. I don't think it's going to add anything.
Do you think TikTok will stay?
Pardon?
Do you think TikTok will stay? For like coming years, would it stand? Would it remain?
Yeah, I think so. They've made some big moves. One most recent too is that the head of streaming services for Disney, Kevin Mayer, he just quit with Disney to become the CEO of TikTok. So that's been viewed as a huge thing, especially with the controversy that TikTok's received in other parts of the world. So in North America, especially all this like TikTok versus YouTube conflict going on. It's funny because in North America, like no one's talking about that. Like it's not something that people even know about really, except for maybe seeing it on like Twitter, like trending, right? But TikTok's really trying to put this huge name behind it. And what they want to do from there, they've stated, is first of all, he wants to improve their global relations overall, right? So get them more trusted as a company. But secondly, what they want to start doing is implementing more streaming services for music in particular, and also more gaming services. So that's where they would probably be going next. I don't see them adding images. I don't see them adding stories because if you think about it, like a typical TikTok video pretty much is like an IG story, right? So I don't think they need to add it. It's already kind of there, but it's more permanent.
I kind of think that TikTok can coexist with YouTube. I don't think they're going to replace YouTube or YouTube is going to put some kind of new feature that's trying to replace TikTok. I feel like I use TikTok a lot and I also use YouTube a lot. I think they can coexist and they can just be together. I think they shouldn't be trying to take the throne off each other. And I see a lot of YouTubers, every single time they talk about TikToks and people that create TikTokers, I don't know if this is the right term, but when they talk about them, they always say, oh, that app where everyone is dancing and doing some things, that's
it's
not
cringy.
Cool.
Yeah,
but I don't feel like that, because I think the algorithm of TikTok is so intelligent, so smart, that he understands who likes the dancing thing on TikTok and who doesn't.
Yeah,
I don't like those videos of dancing kids and stuff. I don't like it. I just scroll down all the videos where people are dancing. So TikTok understood this, and they never show me people dancing. So they understand what I like. My favorite TikToker is that black guy that uses that, hey, Gabriel. That's a guy making up God talking to Gabriel while they are inventing new animals. And this guy is so freaking funny, man. I love that guy.
Bro, tell us your greatest struggle in utilizing TikTok and your journey in your business.
Yeah, for TikTok specifically, and I would just say social media in general, it started with just, you know, getting comfortable behind the camera, including things like these kind of speaking engagements, but also just like Instagram lives, podcasts, every kind of thing that involves kind of putting myself out there and being present and speaking. That was something that was a huge obstacle. I was initially worried about, you know, maybe people wouldn't take me seriously in the beginning, because I was new to this. And I'm sure everybody feels that way at some point, right? I feel like everyone looks at and compares themselves to the bigger accounts right away and immediately says, like, you know, this one has like 90,000 followers, like on Instagram. I can't reach that point. No one's going to take me seriously. But you gotta have to realize that just putting yourself out there, learning as you go through it, right? Start small. Don't try to just like immediately get all the clients you can and set them up on this huge social media marketing package. Start small, start with something you're confident in and work your way up from there. So what I did was I started with TikTok, right? Everybody wanted to know more about this app. It was something that I was probably way more passionate about than the average person. So I knew quite a bit about it. And from there, I just started doing coaching and consultation with that. Wow. And that really became my niche to be able to form my business around. And now I have people who are asking me about other related social media platforms and larger campaigns we can put in place. So it really did grow out from there. And I just think it's important to start with what you're comfortable with and don't try to take on too much in the beginning.
Nice, nice. What makes you different, Luke? What's your X factor, so to speak?
I would totally just say it's like my ability to look at new trends as they come up and not be afraid to try them out and experiment with them, right? So I seriously do mean it. If I hadn't tried out TikTok back when I heard it being spoken about, or if I even tried it out, like let's say I was trying it out now as opposed to 7 months ago, right? I would be at a different point because of that. So I even say that when I started TikTok in November 2019, I was even kind of like 6 months late to the game, right? So just being able to recognize trends and not feel glued to the platforms I'm comfortable with, I can, you know, ease out to a new one, try it out, experiment with it, and see if it's for me or for my business and go from there. Just being adaptable, trying new things.
Yeah, that's great, man. That's great, because at this very moment, I already thought like 1,000 times, I have to get to TikTok. I have to get to TikTok, and I never do.
I just, me too. I downloaded it. Never get the courage to start.
It's the hardest part. It really is. But like the good thing about TikTok, right? Like first of all, like we were saying earlier, the algorithm is so smart that it will show your content to people who want to see your content. So that's great. First of all, like have a niche, obviously, or have like a target interest that you're going to be focusing on, but it'll show it to people who want to see it. And the good thing about TikTok is if your content isn't good, we might say, it'll just stop being shown to people, right? So like TikTok shows good content and pushes it along very quickly if it's deemed as good or quality content by the algorithm. If it's not, and if it gets like, you know, swiped past or skipped a lot, then it'll just stop showing it. And then you move on from there, right? So it's a very forgiving platform. And I think people don't really realize that until they start creating on it.
I have a question that probably is out of topic here. Not out of topic, but out of the questions that Jen planned to do
right now. It's okay, man. Okay.
I already seen many images talking about some kind of trick that TikTok has been doing with the reviews on Play Store. Mm-hmm. And I tried to understand what was going on, because I love the platform, definitely, just like as a consumer, not as a producer, because I don't produce anything. I don't create any content.
Right.
And then I saw that the reviews were with like almost 5 stars, then it went to 3, and like some weeks after that, TikTok was with 1 star. And all of the reviews were about like, I tried to post so many videos and I never got any views and blah, blah, blah. So most of the bad reviews that they gave to the app was due to the failure on the app. What is your thought about this?
So one big thing to highlight with the like how quickly TikTok's rating tanked in the Google Play or App Store, it does really relate to that overall YouTube versus TikTok conflict that was happening mainly in India, right? So this was mainly coming from, it was like a competition between the very well-established YouTubers in India and their community. And they were kind of opposing the TikTok creators, saying that TikTok is just, it's not as high quality. It's such an easy way to get millions of views with low quality, or like they were using the word like cringy content. So that was a big thing. And many of those big established YouTubers encouraged their community to purposely download TikTok and then give it like a 1-star rating in order to
get
as low as possible. So, and that's what I'm saying though, very like outside of, cause I have many clients or just people in my community who live in India, and they're asking me like, aren't you worried about like TikTok no longer like being a thing, cause it has such a low rating. And that's why I say like, honestly, like in North America and like most of Europe, from people I speak to, nobody knows this is happening in the world. Right. So,
so
I'm not worried about it, obviously, but that is a big thing, is that it was like intentionally tanking the reviews. But you're right though, is that from the other side of things, the people who are writing reviews, they maybe just don't know how to use TikTok yet, right? Like I think TikTok is above all other platforms. You have to understand the communication style. You have to really understand like what works there, right? So myself included, when I first got on it, I used to post 60-second or like 40-second videos, which seems like it's quite short if I compare it to YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, but that's actually like extremely long. That's years of time on TikTok time, right? So I've had to learn that, for my videos to get seen, I should keep it down to 10 seconds or 15 seconds. And that alone is gonna help you get more views. It's gonna push your content along. So I think many people who didn't have positive first experiences on TikTok didn't really give it enough time and didn't really experiment, right? I always say during your first 30 days on TikTok, just experiment as much as you can. Like post different styles of content, read the reviews, like see how many views they get, look at the trends, copy some videos that you feel inspired by, and just start putting out a bunch of different content and notice the trends and notice what does really well, and then start to form a content strategy from there.
The reviews went from 1 star to 5 stars again, or to 4 stars again, like from night to day. Do you think like maybe Play Store, like Google, took away some of the fake reviews or invalid reviews?
I'm sure they probably have some sort of way of knowing if someone, if someone downloaded it and if they actually use the app or if they engage with the app. And they can probably determine if it's like an authentic review, and I'm sure they kind of rebalance it from there. Yeah.
And okay. Most likely, so,
this explains a lot.
Most likely, like what you mentioned earlier, Luke, that you need time to be, familiarized with how the system works, what is the culture in that platform. And most likely the people that were, trying TikTok and now they understand bit by bit how it works, they're getting comfortable with the system, with the culture. So they end up like, hey, I really love this platform. This is for me. This is where I want to release my content. So most likely they're the ones who are boosting the rates now because they getting the hang of it already.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And that's a great example too, because like if you think about it, every social media platform has this learning curve,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Like even like, yeah, if I look at Instagram, like my Instagram carousels when I first started were like awful. Like I have most of them archived, but like just so I can look back at them. I didn't delete them. But I look back at some of them and I was like, what was I doing? Right? Like, what was I creating? I was just trying
Same
to like, yeah, like, yeah. I think we all, because a carousel on Instagram is, it's one specific social media platform and it's just one specific communication style. TikTok's the exact same, right? You have one social media platform and you have a communication style. So it's all about learning it. I just think with TikTok, because video in general is so new to everybody, it has such a comfort curve or a learning curve. Many people are afraid to start, and that's the thing, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Any advice, Luke, that you want to share? People that want to start up in the same business that where you are right now, and people that want to start something, releasing content using TikTok.
Yep, I would just say, you know, the best thing you can do is to stand out, right? Like we see on any platform, it's so easy to copy things and kind of blend in, right? Especially like with looks and styles, it's so easy to do that now. So the best way you can actually be unique and stand out is by just being yourself, right? Draw from your own inspiration. On TikTok in particular, I tell everybody, just download the app, make an account. As Lucas mentioned earlier, the algorithm is very smart. It's going to learn what you like and you don't like, right? So give it a shot. Many people download it right away. And within their first day on the app, it's just going to show them all like the trending or dance-based content, because that is the most popular currently on the app. But if you make an account and log in, and if you spend like 50 minutes a day just kind of, you know, going through, either search up stuff you want to see or just skip through the stuff you don't like, it's going to learn what you want to see and it's going to start showing you that. So I just tell everybody, give TikTok a chance to do that before you judge it. Find content in your niche and it'll really start showing you daily inspiration that you can then draw from and start getting your own ideas to create from.
Wow.
The algorithm of TikTok is so smart that they understood that my girlfriend didn't know how to speak English.
Yes.
Whoa,
yeah.
So really, man?
It's language based.
She scrolled all the videos that was in English. She started scrolling because she didn't understand. So all the videos that has Portuguese. Yeah. So her feed is completely different from mine. Whenever I show her a TikTok that it's in English, I have to translate it to her. So TikTok understand. She never told TikTok that she doesn't speak English.
Right,
and
right.
TikTok understood that, okay, she's scrolling everything that's in English. So maybe I'm going only to show her Portuguese stuff. So her TikTok is only for only filled with Portuguese content.
Wow.
See, that's an awesome, and it does that, right? It knows your language of choice. It has really strong geographical tracking. So I have a few clients who are, they run local restaurants, mm-hmm. right? And they honestly just post and people who are local to their restaurant see their videos and they don't even have to like, they don't have to say anything. It just goes off the SIM card of the registered account, right? So that's huge right there because, you know, the online space is huge for online businesses and people who get customers internationally through online sales. But for a restaurant who only deals locally, they can just post to TikTok. It helps if you kind of hashtag your location as well, but they can just post to TikTok. And the first group of people it's going to be organically shown to are the people who live around you, right?
Wow.
So it's just really smart. It knows what you like. Something kind of funny too that I've had to do just because, you know, with my business, it does help me to know the current trends, right? So I do have to be aware of like the trendy popular content, but that's not personally what I like on TikTok, kind of like Lucas was saying. So I have two accounts. I have my main personal account, which is where that's the one I largely post on and I create on. And the algorithm will show me stuff I actually do like. But then I had to go make a separate TikTok account And I just liked and engaged with all the trendy popular stuff. So now my feed is like entirely just like up to date popular trends. So I could just be like, okay, that's a good one I can tell a client about. But personally, I don't like any of the content I see on that account, right? So.
Yeah. Because otherwise you wouldn't be able to see what's on trend, because TikTok knows what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So it's another interesting example. Yeah.
All right. So that was a fun-filled experience, learning a lot from Mr. TikTok. I'm going to call you Mr. TikTok now. That works. But are you ready for this part, man? So with all those experience, with all those learning, with all those tips, it's irrelevant now in this part.
Okay.
So just to balance things out, you know, like what we said, we just want to have fun. You know, we learn from you. We know your story. We understand. I learned a lot, man, from what you explain about TikTok and understanding it, what's the benefit of it. So this part now is to show the fun side of Mr. TikTok himself, Keith. All right.
Sounds good. Yeah.
So, bro, I'm going to ask you random questions.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to be... No, Lucas here don't know about the questions because I'm afraid he's going to, you know... I'm going to ask him also. Oh, by the way, I want to congratulate Lucas here, my partner, because at this moment, like earlier, he hit 10,000 followers already in Instagram.
Yeah, thank
That's
you,
awesome.
Man.
I did see that. Partner. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, congratulations. Like 10,000 something, right? That's your style.
Yeah,
right?
I never do like 10K because when people are scrolling on Instagram, they won't stop if they only see, oh, 10K. They will type like, congratulations. I try to make something meaningful, try to make people really understand how many people are 10,000, 5,000, even 500. People say, I only have 500 followers. No, man, you have.
You have 500. That's a lot.
Yeah,
bro.
Take out the
that's
only.
A lot. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot.
Like my office right here. I work here every day. I can feed 51% people here. So 500 is a lot.
Yeah. It's funny, Luke. Like whenever we do a recording for, you know, we have dry recordings like trials and everything. Whenever we schedule a recording, Lucas just like, It's a milestone for him. Like I remember our first recording, he was like 1,000 or 2,000. The next recording, he was like 5,000 already. And now third recording or fourth, he's on 10,000. So this is like a milestone
effect,
for
right?
him.
That's
yeah.
good. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyways,
it's really
all right.
Faster than I was expecting.
So here, let's start the game. Bro, I'm going to ask you questions. Feel free. I want you to be honest, okay? Be 100% honest. All right, okay. First question, and don't spend too much time thinking. All right.
Okay.
Wait. I'm going to pick the...
Is there a pass option?
No, it's not allowed.
I don't get like three passes.
Wait. I'm looking for the question that really hits... All right. Okay. Question number one. Basic. Coffee or tea?
Coffee. Just what I've been drinking this whole time.
I love you, man. I'm a coffee drinker. Cinemas or Netflix?
Netflix.
Lights on or lights off?
Lights on.
Okay. Shoes or soap?
Shoes? Did I say?
Shoes or soap?
Shoes.
All right. Okay. Monkey or a mouse?
Monkey.
The
My
beach.
Zodiac sign.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
The beach or the snow?
I'm in Canada, so I hate the snow. The beach.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. We have snow for like 6 months of the year. It sucks. Yeah.
I couldn't live there. Man, I'm Brazilian. Everything for me should be hot. Like Portugal for me is freaking cold. And
same
most
here,
of the people
man.
In Europe think that Europe is, most of people in Europe think, okay, I'm going to Portugal because it's hot.
Yeah.
For me, Portugal is amazingly cold. I'm Brazilian, man. So
we had snow in May. Like we had snow May 5th or something. It was like a flurry outside. I couldn't believe it.
Oh.
I'm sorry for you.
Well, here in the Philippines, it's very hot. So if I were asked this question, I'm going to go for the snow.
Yeah, it's all perspective. All right,
next. Toilet paper or toothbrush?
Like if I could have lived without one? Toilet paper.
I told you. I warned you, man. I warned you. All right? All right. Pillows or blankets?
I'd say I need a blanket. Blanket. I'll get cold without one.
Right. Okay. Sex or chocolate?
Probably chocolate.
All right. Pancakes or waffles?
Couldn't it be sex with... Couldn't it be chocolate with sex or...
Yeah, it's like, why not both?
There you go. There you go. Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
All right. Art or history?
History.
Neck or lips?
Nah, lips.
All right. Last question. TikTok or Instagram?
No, I still go with Instagram. I think it's... Instagram is where the business happens. TikTok brings it in, but Instagram is where the business happens.
I like how he explained, you know, he's being so safe. Yeah. Well, that's the fun part, man. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, being such a good sport. Thank you for sharing your learnings. Thank you for having a wonderful conversation with us. Thank you for giving us opportunity, bro, to just, you know, have a nice time, a great time with you, man.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Thanks, guys. Like you said, it's a great conversation. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah.
Bro, feel free to promote anything that you have at the moment. Do you have like courses you want to promote, your account, social media platform? Feel free.
Yeah, main thing would just be reach out to me at On The Clock Media on Instagram. But also from there, my YouTube channel, which is also On The Clock Media. I have been putting out tons of just free video tips and video courses specifically for TikTok. And if you go to ontheclockmedia.com, which I should be updating today and fixing, you go to ontheclockmedia.com, you'll be able to find a beginner ebook completely for TikTok. So starting from scratch, it's going to give you all the right steps to get your profile completely optimized and make sure you have that pro account for TikTok. So that's just something you can download from my website.
All right, thank you.
That's nice.
Lucas, partner, do your thing. Close this peel, man.
Okay, so thank you, Lucas. Thank you, Jen, for being here with all this conversation that was very nice. And don't forget, I also have some news for you. I just uploaded my second course on Skillshare that is about how to create amazing carousels like the ones I do that everyone always comment like, oh, amazing. Amazing images that you use. How do you blend the images so well? So there is all my secrets. So if you want to visit my Skillshare courses, they are there for you. If you use my link, you get 2 months for free. And thanks, Lucas, for explaining everything to us, explaining your vision about how is TikTok right now. It's very important. I strongly recommend you all not to do the same I'm doing right now. That's postponing TikTok, just getting there right now.
Ouch. Ouch.
Thank you. That was an amazing conversation, and thank you, everyone.